All right, up next we have Chase Floyd. He's going to be talking to us about the control of rice bill bugs, Phenophorus pertinax, in furrow irrigated rice in Arkansas.
Thank you for the introduction. Before we get started, just some basic statistics about rice production in Arkansas to show its significance to the state. There's 1,126,000 acres of rice that was harvested in 2019. That's about just under 50% of the U.S.'s total production. What we're going to be talking about today is furrow irrigated rice, and that's estimated at about 100,000 acres in the state of Arkansas. So furrow irrigated rice is utilizing the pre-established plant bed and irrigating down the furrows. So this is going to be an irrigation system commonly that you see in cotton and corn when you're using a polypipe irrigation system. You're reducing your costs by eliminating your levee construction and using your plant beds from the previous crop. So you're not working the ground as much to get that uniform seed bed and using diesel. So furrow irrigated rice fields are divided into three management zones based on their grade. So our lowest grade, our bottom third, it's going to be the closest to a paddy rice system that we typically see. It's going to have standing water. Our middle third is going to have standing water, but not as much as you would typically see in a traditional paddy rice system. And lastly, our top third is going to be extremely saturated, but there is going to be no presence of standing water. So when we're changing the environment, some new pests have kind of stepped into the forefront. So when we've pulled that flood, it's become favorable for certain pathogens and certain insects, specifically rice blast. So in Arkansas, when furrow irrigated rice was first being tried out, we had a lot of problems with rice blast, and there was nothing we could really do about it, so we've kind of threw the idea out. But now with our breeding practices, we have some resistant cultivars to rice blast, and it is recommended to use a rice blast variety when going to the row rice system. Another pest that has been around but has certainly not been a problem is the rice billbug, and it is becoming a major pest in furrow irrigated rice. So rice billbug has typically been a minor pest in traditional flooded rice systems. It's been documented to feed on the levees is where it's commonly been seen. But with no flood, the field has become more susceptible to billbug feeding and is more optimal environment. But limited data exists on rice billbug as well as its management strategies. That's kind of an understatement. There's actually basically no published data except simply acknowledgments that the bug exists and there's a large black weevil on the levee. So just some information about the rice billbug. The adults are 3/4 to 1 inch in length. They have a glossy black appearance that's very easy to see when the sun's shining. They're found typically at the base or the root zone of the rice plant. Our late star larvae end up to be about 1 inch in length. They're cream colored with a reddish brown head cap. And the larva feeds within the tillers causing aborted or blank heads. So what that billbug will do is he will feed with his rostrum, turn around, lay an egg into that tiller. The larva will then live inside the tiller, eat up and down the tiller, and basically kill that tiller, and no rice will be made. So in reference to the blank heads that I spoke of, you can see in this image, you can see the brown rice panicle, and that is from billbug damage. Here are just some photos of the rice billbug. Our top left is going to be damage caused by billbug feeding. You can see there on that top left image that billbug has fed inside that tiller. And once you find that blank head, you can pull that blank head and the tiller will break off at the soil line. And just the middle picture and the top left picture or top right picture are just what the larvae look like. And finally, the bottom pictures are just images of the adults. And the bottom left one is it in the clump of the tillers near the soil line. So insecticide seed treatments are our best management practice for early season insects in rice. And this table here shows our insecticide seed treatments that we implement and the success it has on our early season rice pest. So you can see here, like, a diamide has good control. Dermacor and Fertenza are our diamides. They have great control for rice water weevil, but they do not have great control for grape colaspis. So combining your products and combining a neonicotinoid and a diamide seed treatment can be more successful to control your early season rice pest. So the objective of our experiment was to evaluate insecticide seed treatments for the management of rice billbug and furrow irrigated rice. So our materials and methods. We did this in one location in 2018 in Oil Trough, Arkansas. We used a RiceTech RT7311 Clearfield hybrid. The reason we selected this hybrid is because it has high blast resistance, which is recommended when implementing furrow irrigated rice. Our plot sizes were 8 rows, 7.5 inches spaced, and our plot area was 16.5 feet by 5 feet wide. We used the randomized complete block design, and the data we collected blank heads in a 50 square foot area, as well as grain yield. Our data was analyzed through SAS 9.4 using product limits at an alpha of 0.05. So these are the products that we used. And these were in combinations with each other as well as an untreated. So I just wanted you to see the insecticide class and the rates that we use for each of these products. And our Prevathon was a foliar application, and that was applied at the fourth and fifth tiller prior to grain ring. So as we transition into the data slides, let me quickly set this up for you. On our y-axis, we have our blank heads per 50 square feet. And on our x-axis, we have our treatments. No significant differences were seen between treatments when looking at blank heads, and this gives us the idea that blank heads does not correlate with yield, and we need to come up with a better sampling method. As we transition into our data slide, our yield slide, on our y-axis, we have our yield in bushels per acre, and on our x-axis, we have our treatment list. There's an obvious trend between coming from our combinations on the left of a diamide and neonicotinoid seed treatment coming down to our single product treatments. You can see our neonicotinoids on the right, our three bars on the right, showed no differences when compared to the untreated check as well. So for our results, no differences in blank heads and number of blank heads between treatments. Again, this suggests that the method we're doing for analyzing blank head and correlating it with yield is not a successful practice, and we need to go back to the drawing board and try something else. Preliminary data suggests that single products do not provide any adequate control for billbug. Our data also suggests that combinations of a neonicotinoid as well as a diamide seed treatment may provide some control. And we have some potential yield benefits from our foliar applications of Prevathon, but we need to do more experiments to see when that optimal application timing will be. So in conclusion, potential for insecticide seed treatment combinations of a neonic with a diamide to suppress billbugs, we've got some hope there. Foliar application timing still needs to be determined. So we'll do a study where we're going to do multiple application timings to study that. And we must find a sampling method that better correlates to yield. I think a problem with the blank heads is we're having issue, you know, we're counting blank heads as we see them. But I think a lot of this billbug feeding, the tiller never makes a head. The tiller dies, so we're not seeing those blank heads, so we're not seeing that blatant count when we're doing it. So there's probably a lot more loss than we're actually seeing with just the blank head counts. So our future research, we're going to do these studies again in 2020 and 2021 to strengthen our data set. We're going to develop a method for monitoring rice billbug. I'm currently in the process of trying to extract a pheromone and create a trap for monitoring. Foliar insecticide applications, like I discussed earlier, insecticide-treated urea experiments, and that goes hand-in-hand with using the DD50 program to correlate our heat unit infestations and timed insecticide applications. So we did some monitoring this year, and we could see an influx of when males and females were entering into the field. So what we would like to do is, once we see that influx of females enter into the field, correlate that heat unit accumulation and time our insecticide application. So first off, I'd like to thank the Arkansas Rice Promotion Board for funding my project and allowing me to do this awesome experience, some groundbreaking work. I'd like to thank the Arkansas Extension Entomology Team, all those good-looking cats on the bottom there. I couldn't do it without them. They spent a lot of time sweating with me out there trying to get some good data, and I appreciate everything they do for me. I'd like to thank the county agents that helped me find the locations, as well as our cooperating producers, because I tend to be out walking around in the rice a lot and setting up traps and all sorts of fun stuff that they have to drive and mow around. So I appreciate their cooperation. And with that, I will try to answer any question to the best of my ability. Yes, sir. So the question was there mortality from the insecticides on the adult or the larva? So I would say from the larva is where you're going to be seeing the mortality, because they're feeding, because the adult is not giving you the blank head. So any reductions in, or I guess that, never mind. I will give you an accurate answer, with Dr. Lorenz. I cannot answer that question for you at this moment.